journeyed far and wide, some of us across seas, others across plains. And oh, the adventures we've had. But this could be the last leg, and it seems so daunting. Not so much the distance, but the destination and what it means. The Ragged Glacier could be where this journey ends, for better or for worse. So let's make it count on today's short quest, long rest. Yeah, be like, man, she seemed pissed.
Very angry. Yep.
Good answer. Yep.
What you will also see is atop the main gate. As soon as Avarice is over and out of sight, there are a number of gargoyles perched up there. Two of them break away from the tower and turn to follow her.
Holy fuck! You know, I saw those sons of bitches when I was up there, and I was like, oh man, these things are going to come alive.
Pretty smart. They're like surveillance cameras, whatever those are.
I had a great idea.
Yeah.
It's like a scrying eye that you just put in a corner of a building.
Yeah.
And keeps track of
shoplifters.
Your shop. Yeah.
Goddamn. I love you, lads.
I call it a scryvalence. Camera.
It's a scryvalence orb.
I fucking love it. Okay, anyways. Be like, okay, so, that didn't go great, but I guess we're heading out. Everybody, pack it up and we're heading finally to the Ragged Glacier. Whew. He, like, Rian's kind of shaking his hands out. He's like, whew, this is gonna be the big one. That is a long way across. What we did going north before we got to Solstice was a fucking cakewalk compared to what we're going to have to do for this. Hopefully Kaer Konig is at least somewhere we can stop off before we head out. But either way.
Why is it going to be so far away?
So is Netheril really only out there, though? Or is that just kind of a marker for like, hey, I kind of put it out here because it was out to the east?
No, Netheril is... would be exactly where it is on the map. So let me for a second here. 32 miles by the river, which would be the easiest terrain to travel because, oh no, actually you could probably cut straight across land. Yeah, it's only 27 miles as the crow flies.
It depends. Does the river count as the same type of, like, would it be considered like a road? Difference? Like,
if you were doing your sleds on the river, I would allow that there's faster travel, but there will be instances of, say, rapids or waterfalls that you might have to.
Oh shit, so
around.
That's like not a frozen river. It is a river.
The majority of it's frozen, but there are still rough patches or places where there is moving water where it would be difficult to surmount.
Okay. And we do we know Netheril's like do we know where it is, or do we think it's out on the okay.
So, for those that are listening, along their routes, about 27 miles as the crow flies directly to the Ragged Glacier from Kaer Dinnaval, and that route would take them through Kaer Konig. Along their way, about maybe like a 4 mile, if that, detour. 4 miles, I nailed it. They can stop by one of the places on the map that they picked up in the Sunblight Fortress. A place marked as Netheril.
Interesting. So, just to get our stuff straight, is maybe I got my names mixed up. Isn't Netheril where Avarice is going, where supposedly the book's going to open, or is that at the Ragged Glacier and something different? I'm getting the
that
names mixed up.
That is at the Ragged Glacier. So you would know
okay.
That... allegedly, Arl has somehow sealed off the Regid Glacier,
mm-hmm.
and that whatever she has done in the caverns within, maybe even down in Yithren, there is something going on that is keeping the night dark.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of that is her, the majority of that is her magic that she is weaving when she casts an aurora across the sky.
Okay, I think it's Netheril and Yithren I'm getting mixed up. Like, those names, for some reason, keep getting mixed up in my head.
It's because the Netherese wizards in the area.
Gotcha. The Netherese.
But sorry, here, I'm misspeaking. Let me rewind here a little.
Okay.
Arl mm-hmm. is keeping things dark with the aurora that she paints across the sky every night.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally her spell to keep things dark.
Yep.
However, she has sealed up the Regid Glacier for a purpose. Not entirely sure what that purpose is. At least you're not. But it can't be anything good. And you have been told that there is something within the Regid Glacier, in the runes of Yithrin, that may be able to impact the weather and lift this perpetual winter that has descended gotcha. Over Icewind Dale.
And that's in Yithrin. Gotcha.
Even though it is pretty far north, it is pretty frozen,
mm-hmm.
it does still experience seasons, and it just hasn't lately.
Gotcha.
And that's not entirely to do with Arl, because she's just here keeping it dark.
Interesting. And Avarice is heading towards Yithrin.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
She's making for the Regid Glacier,
mm-hmm.
which Arl has somehow sealed off, and which Dazan insists he is required, and that book is required, to break that seal.
Cool. Okay,
He's gonna crack it open like a pop can.
I like it. Okay, so I say we head up to Koenig, check it out, and then we take our fucking happy asses across that Rig Glacier. Huzzah!
Cool.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. So, traveling by dog sled and axe beak and dragon wing and bareback...
Yeah.
Bareback. You arrive at the edge of Kaer Koenig. And Kaer Koenig is just as destroyed as Kaer Dinneval. Everything is leveled. There are no lights on in the town.
Jarlax is an asshole.
And it has been snowing very, very heavily. So if there are tracks in the snow, they're going to be impossible to find. They've probably already been filled in. The town is quiet as you enter and sort of slide through it. And it is a definite reminder of the dragon's destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got one when you were down in Kaer Dinneval, but at the very least, the Kaer was populated and illuminated. This is a town that is utterly dead. Whether there were survivors or not, who's to say?
Well, that sucks. I blame Jarl Axel. But yeah, I mean, I can't... Nobody else has any reason to stop there, right?
No.
Nah. Well, that's up to you guys.
Yeah, if there's, I would say, similar to some of the other ones we've gone through, if there's, like, somebody in immediate help, like, needs help, like, they're fucking starving children, obviously we'll stop and drop off some food or something like that and tell them where to go. But other than that, yeah, we're just gonna cruise through town and keep on going.
Yeah, there's no one that comes out to meet you, and no signs that really anyone's been here for some time. Then rolling through with that sort of last reminder of the Shardalan Dragon's destruction weighing on your minds, start heading northeast along the shore of Loch Dinashir. It is several days' journey to the Regid Glacier, so if you do want a detour to Netheril, entirely up to you.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm sure there's cool shit there. Like, it's like an ancient magical place, right? So, like, but I can't see a reasoning unless somebody else is like, fuck yeah, let's go there.
I mean, maybe something that'll help us, but I mean, I don't think Kralik will push for it.
Exactly, yeah, it's like, that's, Dane thinks that. Like, but Rian's like, mm-hmm. like, Rian would see, like, you know, the Regid Glacier and, like, almost like essentially like salvation in sight. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, we could be possibly on the last leg of this journey to set things right. Like, no detours. But if someone convinces him and says, cool shit, he is part dragon now, so.
I think as you are riding, if you're, you would probably be above with Miri.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been scouting and keeping an eye open for you know, and keeping watching them. He's just following. So he really has no say in what everybody else does. He's just kind of, you know, following along, keeping an eye out around him.
Okay. Then you on the wing, as you are flying north, crossing across open tundra,
mm-hmm.
the sky faintly illuminated by that rippling ribbon of the aurora overhead, you would see there sort of against the snow, the deep black shattered remains of a large tower. Half buried in snow, the top of it white, the sides of it, you know, only visible black, sort of maybe even a gray, because there's frost covering it. At distance, you can't really make out details, just to see that there is a structure buried under the snow and ice. But, flying on past it, we have about, it's 20 miles of journeying, and overland, cheat, travel rules. Overland travel is a mile an hour.
Let's go!
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's like a, so gonna be like a week's worth of travel to get us out there.
It is 8 hours of travel, 8 hours of rest.
Mm-hmm.
So, really only like a day and a half, 2 days.
Yeah, I guess since we don't know when night is and day is, that like we could actually just like go eight, sleep eight. Like we sleep through the day and not realize it.
Yeah. And you will recall, you know, over the next 2 days as you travel northeast towards the Ragged Glacier, that vision that I think Dreamer had of your stalker and a small band of red-eyed hunters traveling north along a river.
Yeah.
And you are reminded of that every time you take to the wing and to your northwest see the faint ribbon of the river that emerges from the Ragged Glacier. That is your reminder that whoever it is that is hunting you, maybe it's not that river they're on, but there's a little part of you that's saying, like, yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah. Say if they're hunting us, they seem to know where we're going. That would be where we're going. Makes sense.
They were spying on you.
Yeah. How funny would it be if they did get the wrong river, though? Like, we just never see them in this entire business. They're like, that's fucking weird.
They must have pizza when they were supposed to french fry.
Yep, exactly.
You're going to have a bad time.
Just cut to, like, a fucking side session of, like, these guys just running from a dragon across the fucking tundra.
I told you we should have french fried.
I don't know what that means.
All right. Then, approaching the Ragged Glacier. For the past 2 days, you have been traveling across flat white tundra, with occasional features under the snow, boulders covered like mounds or low hills. Otherwise, you can see out to the horizon when it isn't sort of foggy or misty. That is, until the Ragged Glacier comes into sight. It starts off as a flat line, like a plateau, that stands above the horizon. And as you get closer, you see that the bulk of this glacier is several hundred feet tall. It is a wall of ice that, were there sunlight, would be casting a long shadow over the terrain that you travel. There are numerous small rivers to pass as you get closer. You're having to travel over them, and it slows you down when you have to sort of disentangle the dogs from the sleds and then carry the sleds and the supplies across and get situated again. You know, every time you're making one of these crossings, as the terrain gets more and more rough, it's frustrating. You can tell the dogs are annoyed, they're bickering amongst one another, and it is forever getting colder as you travel north. And it isn't until you crest a hill following one of the streams that descends the Ragged Glacier, frozen solid because of the cold, that you see, amidst that sort of icy cliff face, a vertical blue ribbon of a frozen waterfall. And when I say blue, I don't mean like, oh, you know, it's like blue water, kind of pretty. It's, you know, it stands out just barely against the white. No, this is strangely like stark blue, like an icy blue. And it is on seeing it that immediately all of you know in the back of your minds, this is the place. You roll the dog sleds up to it.
Did anyone else get the tinglies?
This waterfall. Yep. Towers higher.
You got the tinglies, Krillic?
I got
the tinglies.
I'm saying my dragon sense is tingling. That's a thing I just can't.
Felger to look forward dramatically. Tinglies confirmed.
Rhea kind of just slides into frame next to him with his eyes squinted, just nodding. Doesn't say anything.
That's the best kind of wingman. One that'll back you up when you are a moron.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
No, you're fine. I was waxing too much poetic. I need to put the brakes on.
No. You need to.
Yeah, you're doing great.
You need to rock it. You're doing great.
I was getting the tinglies listening to the waxing poetic.
I honestly, the tinglies were absolutely real. Harry just kind of like looks up at it like, huh? I thought it'd be taller. Like, very sarcastically, like, that is so fucking tall.
You think it's frozen solid?
Knock on it. Think someone would answer?
I'd rather no one did. Helda speaks up from the sled as she's getting off.
Hey, this is it. He starts, like, cracking his neck. Like, behind that waterfall could be everything we need to finish this.
We need to find a place to hide the dogs and the scrapper.
You know, it occurs to me that if there's a bunch of caves under there, they're probably going to be better sheltered in the entrance than they are out here.
That's what I was thinking. Say so the dogs are fine, but the axe beak, I'm not sure if just sitting out in the snow.
Even the dogs can only take so much.
Who knows how long we're going to be down there.
Mm-hmm. And as you're having this conversation, Dazan is like extricating himself from a bunch of furs because he's like buried himself.
Yeah.
Shaking off a layer of snow
on the sled. Yeah. And he's stretching, and you can hear joints cracking as he is sort of like put hands on the hips, bending backwards to look up at the waterfall.
Was that the ice?
No, that was his shitty body. Yes.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's quite all right.
That's what happens when you sit and read all of the time.
Well, it's a good thing I have been reading. And he holds up the book. Because I know how we're going to get in. I told you I did, didn't I?
You did?
Mm-hmm. He's just eating this up. Get to the point.
Yeah, but at what cost?
As he says that, and as you start to say that, he underhands the book to Tavini.
Well, apparently he no longer needs it.
There's a poem on one of the pages. And I think you're the best person to read it. And he has marked the particular page for you.
God.
Recite that, and I think we have our way in.
Oh, she is going to know that we're here.
Oh, yes.
Hey, she's been tracking us all along. She's always known where we were.
Oro loves a poetry slam.
It's true.
She loves art.
He doesn't say that.
That'd be awesome. We bow to she who... Where's the crown?
Is it Christopher Walken's reading it now? We bow to whom?
To whom? Nah, let's try. All right,
let's shut up so
yes,
this scene can happen.
Yes. Dazan has handed the book off to you, Tavini, and has said that this poem need be read for us to crack open that glacier. But if there's anything else you want to do, it's up to you.
She gets the feeling it's not just about the poem, it's probably about calling the Frost Maiden to open this, or to get permission to open this, which Tavini hates, but she knows that she has a pretty good connection at the moment, whether she wants to or not. So Tavini is actually going to take off her cloak, because she doesn't even need it, she doesn't feel the cold at the moment. And she's going to take off her goggles so she can see clearly. And then she's going to step forward.
All right.
Eyes glowing with that blue.
We bow to she who wears the crown. Let the world shiver with dread. Clad in winter's whitest gown, her snow enshrouds the dead. Her fury sheds but frozen tears as grey clouds issue forth. Her wind across the wasteland shears, bringing blizzards from the north. Ice-kissed flowers caught mid-bloom, beauty kept in all its grace. Summer's gone to its silent tomb, stilling in her cold embrace. All the world in winter's white, sheathed in sleet and ice. Set upon never-ending night, she conjures paradise. Behold her everlasting rhyme. See how it covers all. Weep not for those she traps in time behind her glacial wall. Sovereign of summer's lost, general of winter's war. Long live the queen of cold and frost. May she reign forevermore.
As you recite this poem.
Yep, very good. Yes,
your first. That was very well done. I loved it.
Yep, you did great. There was a sense of dread in there. I loved it.
I put you on the spot and you fucking you nailed it.
Hell yeah.
Stepped up to the plate.
I'm saying we could have taken multiple takes, yeah. But you didn't fucking need a second take. You did it perfect in one.
That's right. So as you recite this poem, by the end of the first stanza, it's almost like even though you're still speaking quietly, your voice carries across the tundra. Even if one of you had been standing like a mile away, you feel as if you would have heard this. It's almost like the entire dale can hear the recitation of this poem. There's an echoing quality to your voice as you recite it. And the air, the temperature, drops precipitously. All of you that are still warm, your breath normally puffs out in front of you. It gets to a point where it's so cold that there is no puffing breath. It is just freezing around your lips. And at the end of that last stanza, there is a deafening silence. And then as that glacier in front of you, the icy blue ribbon of the vertical waterfall, starts to crack. And first, like, a large shard of ice about the size of, you know, someone's head, you know, tumbles off. And then more chunks are falling. Chunks the size of wagons and horses and huge cracks just rending up this entire thing. And with a deafening sort of crashing, thunderous sound, as if the waterfall has suddenly come back to life, it falls apart. And as it's falling apart, it's tumbling, it's leaving this huge pile of ice at the base of it. And you can see behind it now, into a dark vertical slit there in the glacier. And immediately you could see slopes down out of sight into blackness. And when everything has finally settled and there's almost like this mist hanging in the air around the mouth of that entrance, silence.
Well, she's letting us in.
Foxes are in the hen house.
No smart remarks. He just starts walking in.
Oh, he wasn't a smart remark.
No,
he meant every word.
Yeah.
I think we are the hens.
I've never been the hen. Not going to start now.
Hey.
He'll pet Finnegan on his shoulder and start walking towards the slit.
Yeah, Finnegan is curled up in your hood. Just like glowing eyes looking out past your head. The rest of you approaching the glacier. Before you're even standing at the threshold, there's like a chill wind coming up from below and this echoing sound of empty caverns beneath. And with that chill wind, There is a distinct scent of blood in the air. Like old blood.
He'll look back at Dreamer for confirmation.
Why are you looking at me?
You're the perceptive one.
Yep, sorry. I'm focused on behind us.
Does it smell like blood to anyone else?
I can't smell anything.
Oh, that's absolutely blood. Where does he have a nose?
How the fuck is he so
have you seen his cloak? It blinks at you. You can see out of that. I talked to him.
That's true.
But anyways, of course we fucking just devolve into this right outside the fucking precipice of darkness. But kind of turns to Dazan. He's like, you did good, Dazan. Thank you.
Yes, I know.
You smug little shit. He kind of smiles at him. Like...
Actually, I would point out that it's our dear Tavini that did well.
Aye, Tavini.
That was beautifully done.
As much as I know you hated it, you did great.
I think this is probably a game. See if if we are strong enough to stop this. See if we can stop her.
Game or not, the stakes are high, and we'll do what needs to be done.
Right.
First thing the Fox Lord taught me was you don't play a game unless you know you're going to win.
We should bring the dogs inside the in the cave.
Aye.
And head into the blood-smelling cave.
Bloody caves.
As you're saying reminds that, me of you the Yetis. Hear... As you're saying that, you hear like a almost a, like a soft roaring sound or a woof. And from over your shoulder, there is a glow of orange light as Helda has taken out essentially like a pile of torches and is lighting them and thrusts one into Dazan's hand. And then is holding up another, well, in her other hand, like, she has one and she has an extra, so she holds two. Right, well, I know you lot and I can see in the dark. I know not everyone can. And I wouldn't want to go down there anyway without a light.
Aye.
That's scary as fuck.
Go with torches, yes.
Aye.
So much for the element of surprise.
I mean...
Did you hear the sound? Did you hear the rumbling?
Yes, I heard it.
And we've, like, never really done the whole...
I think Krellick just wobbles side to side and just chinkle-changles.
As you hear him just ka-chink, 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 as he's, like, walks up to... What you guys talking about?
What are you guys talking about? He screams.
Like, I
imagine Krellick just talks like, you know, have you ever had a friend that rides a fucking crotch rocket everywhere? And they can't help but scream talk because they got the wind in their ears all the time.
I do know what you're talking about. I had a buddy.
That's what I imagine.
A buddy of a buddy.
He's like, just that kind of loud.
All right. I suppose I should take you over to our new map.
New map.
Here we go.
We going in?
Yeah.
All right.
Hide the dogs and fuck this cave up.
Hide the dogs, leave them with food and... We can't leave them with water. We can try, but it'll melt. It'll freeze.
We'll just put a torch down.
They're used to living out on the snow. They're probably used to eating snow. That's an interesting question. Here, I'm first depositing everyone on the map before I
slap them on. Fucking erase their what they've seen.
Because I wasn't sure who all was coming with, but we're all plunging into the spooky, spooky dark place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just to help me, who all is carrying a torch down here? We got Helda, she put one on Dazan.
Felgrin has no torch.
I think Rian
Felgrin's no torch.
No torch. Rian will take a torch.
Then that lets me... Let's see.
Tavini Lantern.
Tavini Lantern.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Lantern. Dreamer, you going dark vision?
We've got enough
torch?
Light sources here. I'll go without.
Gotcha.
Well, why don't we just shove it right next to your hood of eyes? Cloak of Eyes. Here, hold
on. As long as it's not light, light. Like the spell.
I could do that. It's one of my cantrips.
You don't see shit.
I'm also trying to figure out my goddamn prepared spells.
I got that problem.
It sucks to be you, man.
I've had the same basic bitch spell since the entirety of the entire fucking game.
I just have to torture myself when I level up.
And me after I level up about 5 times.
Oh, angry bear! Oh, that's our bear.
Yeah.
That's your bear.
Booty!
But yeah.
His face is so bloody.
Yeah. Is that always the token we've used? Or is that a new one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When he's summoned, he just comes back with like a bloody face.
He's just constantly murdering things in another world.
Yeah, it's like he wasn't dead. It's he like was Valhalla, just in Valhalla ripping Vikings apart.
He's like, I came from great battle.
Time to go to great battle.
Is this actually like a giant face when we come in here?
No, so that's just the corners of all. So you've never seen the corners of the maps for Icewind Dale, but they're all decorated
cool.
like that.
Okay. Just make sure. That is pretty cool. There's like a big ice face with spikes coming out of it and stuff. I was like, is that fucking there?
It kind of reminds me of Olmec from Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Like, you must find 3 medallions.
Silver monkeys.
Yep.
Purple
So
parrots.
Entering into this space, first thing you'd probably notice is that the ceilings are pretty high. They're about 30 feet up. So, and they're made of smooth ice. So all the torchlight is reflecting, sort of bouncing off of it. The tunnel ahead of you, past some of the vertical ice columns here, ranged about 10 to 15 feet high. Unless I say otherwise, all tunnels are about 10 to 15 feet high. And the walls are slick ice, so spider climb is unfortunately off the menu. All areas are going to be completely dark unless I note otherwise. And sound, as you're walking, you notice that your footsteps echo very loudly. All perception checks that require hearing have advantage.
Nice.
And we'll get to any other features of the cave as we arrive at them.
A very Tomb of Annihilation.
Who wants to go first?
Tiffany will.
All right. Feel free to explore to your heart's content. I will freeze you in place when shit gets hairy.
Oh shit, this is one of those, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess as we're walking, Rian's like, So Tazan, about that conversation.
Well, you want to have it now? Shouldn't we be focused on being quiet?
Nah, it's fine. You can hear this. Listen to that. You can hear my footsteps from 1,000 miles away. There's no point in being quiet here.
If someone is waiting for us, they will see us and hear us long before we do.
Hey, we got these torches out for your benefit.
Oh, right, because I'm blind as a bat in the dark, yes.
Yep. So.
Very considerate.
Yep. I like this because, like, as we're, like, walking through this tunnel, essentially, like, So, what's with the red?
It's a great color on me.
Any other reasonings for it? Because, your compatriot made it sound like it meant something. I think re-enrolled, like, shit as far as, like, knowing anything about Wizards of Thay, so he's got nothing to add to it besides that. He's just going off what Avarice said.
Well, you know she's not a friend of mine, so I wouldn't take anything that she says to be of any particular value.
You know, we're not one for judging, for the most part. And honesty always goes the furthest with us.
You say that with Felgrin among your number?
Aye. But Felgrin is mostly honest to us. That's the thing. He's lies to everybody else. It's with us that matters. So.
Clearly.
Aye. So nothing more you want to add to that?
Nothing that would be of value to you down here. I just like red.
What's this in front of Tavini? At the edge of the wall?
That looks like a web.
Yeah. Hold on a second here. As you descend further into the tunnel, and you're starting to see signs of webbing. Go ahead and give me a nature check.
10.
That's a big ass
spider's web.
We have big webs.
Everybody, eyes up. Keep an eye on your surroundings.
Tavini's looking for any creepy crawlies. Like, well, she's really short, so anything low, because little big spiders would be like an inch big for her.
Yeah, I'd love to say that. Hey, the walls are smooth, so spiders can't climb there. We can't use spider climb. But that doesn't mean, like, some fucking frost spiders don't have the ability to do some shit.
That would certainly suck.
Yep.
Let's see. Tavini and Rian, since you're in the front, go ahead and give me a perception check.
Are we listening? Like, is this something we would hear?
Do you want to be listening?
Well, I'm trying to do everything, but if it's, like, something that I might hear as opposed
Tavini
to
Tavini is looking.
You know what? Go ahead and give me a... You know what? You're right. Go ahead and give me perception for hearing at advantage.
Yeah, double sevens. That's fucking awesome.
Triple sevens.
Wow.
If you were gambling, you'd have something here.
Yep. Yeah. Tavini goes.
Oh, wait, hold on. Is that quadruple seven? No, because she rolled on the nature.
I got two sevens. She got...
Tavini gets to roll twice.
Okay.
Because it's advantage.
I did specifically say that she was looking for spiders, but...
Okay, never mind, then you're good.
I'm keeping myself to my word there.
So as you peer into the cavern ahead of you that widens up, you are still seeing webbing around. There's enough of a bit of a breeze through here, now that the entrance is open, that some of that webbing is twitching in the light breeze that's coming through. And underneath it, in the center of the room, you can make out some sort of dark shape, but you can't tell exactly what it is. Just that it is unmoving beneath all that webbing.
Onward!
You know, I don't think I'm scared of spiders, but I am scared of very big webs.
Aye, it's not great. Want me to take the lead?
No, no, I've got this. I can do this.
Say, I'm right behind you.
To grab me, I'm much smaller.
Well, that's not a good thing.
No, I meant for us.
Say, we don't...
Yeah, Tavini, there's nothing lunging out at
you.
You
know what she is going to do? Just as she gets into this part of the room, she stops and takes out her rope. She's going to tie one half around herself and then throw it back to Krellick behind her.
In case something grabs her?
Just in case.
Like an anchor.
Got a child leash.
I love that.
Yep. Yeah, it's a fucking, the child leash backpack thing.
Okay.
All right.
This is terrifying.
Yep. Tyrion's got the torch out in front of him, kind of like surveying everything he's walking around. I just love the vision of this, because so many times we've gone to these places, we've never really used torches because we all can see. But this, like, the idea of this, like, walking in this pitch black fucking tunnel with, like, the torches out, like, fucking scanning the walls and seeing these webs and being like, ah, fuck, there are spiders. Like,
do you think it's lots of little spiders, or...
She stops.
Can we tell?
I will say, as you get closer to the center, the mass underneath the webbing in the center of the room, you can see, now that you're close enough, I'm not going to make you roll a perception check, underneath it is a decrepit wooden hull, as if of a ship of some kind.
Oh, interesting.
Holy shit.
And what I would like you to do, go ahead and... All three of you that are there, roll me an intelligence check.
Cool.
Just a flat intelligence check.
I am amazing at these.
Not as good as I am.
11. Krellick, just roll a fucking natty 20. This would be so good.
That would be really funny.
Nah.
Y'all are so consistent.
Nice. I was going to say, 11 for an 11, a 9 for an 11, and a 10 for a 9.
Wah.
Jazan rolls an 8, so...
I think the wizard in the group sailed here.
Who sailed here?
This boat. There's parts of the ship here. Someone must have sailed right in that waterfall.
Tavini's
gonna
look
down this tiny narrow crevasse.
Tavini's like,
I don't. It wouldn't fit, I don't think.
And she looks back at the corner that they just came out of from that tunnel back there.
I don't know. No. I've seen some boats squeeze through some tight spaces before.
No. Don't.
Felgrin with an 18.
Nice. It's embarrassing.
So as the others, Felgrin, ahead of you in the tunnel, you hear Krellic, Tavini, and Rian talking about something, and Rian seems to be saying something about a boat of some kind sailing down the waterfall into these caverns. It isn't until you kind of like nudge Dazan out of the way and can see over Helda's head that you also see the wooden hulk of a vessel underneath what appears to be a bunch of webbing. And as you're looking at it, you kind of turn to look at some of the webbing near you, and you look back at the ship. You kind of go back and forth for a moment, and there's a part of your brain that tells you to reach down and to touch the edge of the webbing, and you do. It's actually really not sticky.
Silky.
Silk, but not spider silk. And looking at that ship, if that thing sailed on the water, you know, it wouldn't have like a waterline or something. Unless it was brand new.
Hmm. These like cargo nets?
Sky spiders.
Is this thing a fucking spelljammer?
Maybe.
That'd be fucking sweet.
I mean, they are the Netherese. Dazan had told you at one point a little bit about them, of how they used to have flying cities in the sky.
Oh, yeah.
And some terrible calamity sent them all crashing to the ground, and Ythrin is among those cities.
Oh,
so what are the
awesome
webs?
I would say with an 18 intelligences, you're kind of piecing it together. Not cargo netting. Maybe somehow they helped it to fly.
Interesting.
Like some sort of sail.
Sail!
But a sail that lets through the wind? That's fucking weird. Unless it was catching something else.
Giant flying spiders.
Giant sky spiders.
And Rian, I will add, since you're the furthest into this room here, and you're the only one that would be able to see it, to the northeast, at the edges of your lantern light, you can see a bit of like pale blue flickering light, as if there were a blue torch that direction.
That's up here?
Yep, to the northeast. And you can also see, and I think Felgrin's in a position to see this as well, as his dreamer, he could see a little bit of it, that southward, the chamber that you're in ends in a like a sharp ledge that seems to descend down out of sight, and you could see a larger chamber open beyond it. So it seems like you're in an elevated position to the rest of the cavern.
I don't think this ship ever saw the water. I think it flew.
It flew?
Ship?
Ships can fly?
I think this one can.
How?
I don't know. He just kind of pushes the weird netting
sky
with his foot.
Ships still exist.
In
yeah
regular?
In Eberron?
Yeah,
you can literally look at the PHP
thing
and buy a flying airship.
Oh.
Tavini's. We're allowing that this is a older and unfamiliar design.
Yeah, I've never seen it. It's like, Rian's always sailed on ships. He's never seen an airship.
Tavini's actually gonna, like, try and pull at some of the netting.
Yeah, it's frozen stiff, but yeah, you would be able to bundle up some and keep it if you wanted.
Oh yeah, she's definitely gonna bundle some up.
I will, yeah.
Stick it in her backpack.
Yeah.
Her brain is, like, buzzing with creation ideas, like, ooh, what else could I make with this?
Tavini, you can also see that there is the mouth of a tunnel to the southwest. So there's one to the northeast where Rian is seeing a bit of like flickering blue light. There is one to the southwest, which sort of bends out of sight. And then there is in the southeast that ledge that drops off into what appears to be a larger chamber.
Tavini's going to point to each of them with her lantern.
There are three directions.
Aye, there's a light this way. Like a torch of some sort. It's blue.
Do we go one each way?
I don't know if we should be splitting up in here.
Not
this place.
Split, just one person look in each entrance?
So splitting?
No, still in sight.
So I've been. If you guys want to take a look at the other ones, I can pretty much see down this way. I'd have to squeeze through if I want to see any more.
Like this. And she's going to go stand
gotcha
at the lid.
Dazan's going to chime in. I think she has the right idea. It's not like we're all going to fit in the same tunnel entrance poking our heads in like we're a stack of people.
Yeah, it's a good idea. So when we decide to go which way we're going, we need to move as one.
Dreamer, you would notice that there's actually a fourth entrance to the northwest over Dazan's shoulder that he just seems to have not noticed. It's very narrow.
Hey, Dazan.
Yes?
I'm just going to point at the tunnel right behind him.
He kind of shuffles around.
You're skinny.
Oh, there's four ways to go. Dreamer and I found one.
Good work, Dazan.
Yes, good job using your eyes.
You do know that your voice is echo, right?
What? What? What?
Do you call what loudly? Okay.
And he does it again.
It's such a movie moment.
You stupid mother. Okay.
Well, I'm gonna need initiative rolls from all of you.
Oh, God damn it. Fucking idiot.
What?
As you hear from all directions, a mad cackling.